It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson, and you're listening live here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Today is May the 28th, 2024. I am super excited to be with you all from Central Florida here on the East Coast. Super happy to be with you. I am truly, truly, it's definitely a very, very warm season starting out. We've broken some records already, and it's no surprise. I'm laughing because I wasn't sure. I have obviously continued to work, but I was laughing because Jupiter has now gone into Gemini, which I'm super big on. And I'll talk about that in a minute because I'll blame it for everything. Or I'll blame everything on it with laughter. But in any case, I also, if you are listening for the first time, I want to welcome you. And we are here over on Facebook at our 12 Radio page. It only takes a few moments to come on in. So I'm super happy to welcome you here. You're welcome to go ahead and post any question you have and put it in the chat room. And it'll be really nice to hear from you. I want to welcome everyone who's in the chat room this morning. Erica, I'm so happy you have the day off. And Laura, good morning. Michelle, hello. And who was Renee? Hi, how are you? All right, I'm so excited. I'm going to go ahead and reload you guys here. I know some more of you are coming on in. And Laura, hi, good morning. Lots of love to you. Ariana, good morning. I hope you're recovering and super happy that you're here as well. And say hi to your mom for me, okay? All right, let me go ahead and refresh the page. I'm going to take a look at you today also. I know we have some exciting romance going on. I will tell you all, I had my first laughter over the weekend. I definitely can tell as a Gemini sun and Mars, I can tell that the energy has lifted a little bit after some, you know, heavier cycle, but I can also feel a little bit high energy. And so I was out, you all know I've been gardening, and this is the kind of what I was trying to say about Jupiter. It's really for better. It's, you know it's of luck. We know it's of abundance. We also know that it rules Sagittarius, and Gemini is its opposite. And so I was laughing a bit because it's really not comfortable here, but it's just going to have to deal for the next, you know, what, 12 and a half, 13 months. And I was kind of chuckling because you all know I've been so interested in gardening lately and the flowers and the plants and the, you know, I'm out there with the animals, and I had a beautiful owl visit me last night and at eye level. So it was really cool. And so I'm really getting into nature and stuff. And at the same time, here I am all motivated and Jupiter's kicking in and I could feel it and I'm so happy and I'm proud of myself because I'm out helping in the yard, which is, you know, really challenging to do when you're on the phone all day. And it was a Saturday, so I was happy about that. And of course, stupid me, I call myself a stupid ass, by the way. I had gloves on and I was picking up the debris that Stephen was cutting, and we were always working together. And I looked down, and actually I shouldn't say that, we're not always working together. I was actually feeling like I was going to help do something, you know, other than be at work. So I was proud of myself in that moment. And I got way ahead of myself and I picked up the debris and I had poison oak all over my face because I wiped myself after I touched it with the glove. So that's so much. And I was laughing about Jupiter simply because sometimes too much of a good thing is too much of a good thing. And it was a little subtle reminder that I was being put like, no, Cat, this is Jupiter, you know, Cat, know your place. Don't go too crazy. Don't get too interested in other, you know, don't, you know, go slow, you know, I had no business picking up that damn poison oak. So it was hilarious because for several days, now I'm better today, obviously, and I never stopped talking, which was even funnier because my lips were like, it looked like a terrible, terrible, what is that? Oh, Juvederm. It looked like a terrible Juvederm job for a couple of days. And I was like, I couldn't drink anything properly. So I had to change my shirt 20 times. And, you know, but there I was talking away. It never took away from what I was trying to do. And at the same time, Jupiter reminded me, or this is what it felt like. It intuitively, I was like, okay, this is a reminder of like kind of too much of a good thing, or perhaps let's take a step back and let Jupiter work for us for expansion. You know what I mean? Instead of like going gung ho and getting into something too fast, or it was just a very intuitive, like little story of, yes, Jupiter's lucky. Yes, it can cause bring abundance. Yes, it's so spectacular. But it's like keeping your line in the sand and not going too overboard on things, you know? So I felt like I had these Jupiter thriving lips for the week. And needless to say, I'm at my desk and I plan on staying here. And I love being with you all. And I actually know my place in the world. So I'm laughing, but it wasn't funny at the time. Anyway, I'm happy to be with you. I'm definitely talking to you more or less saying, look, wherever, you know, Jupiter is amazing. It just, you know, you got to also know your line and you have to be a little cautious because it does kick your ass every now and then, you know? So, but it also brings miracles and it also brings great things. I don't want to scare you about it, but I was laughing. I'm sure there were 82 other things in my specific chart that day that, you know, it could have been affecting me personally, whatever. It has nothing to do with all of you, but I do have a little thing about it and, a little respect there. So, I definitely feel, I'm laughing, but again, it's just a reminder for me to keep it slow, you know, like when Jupiter hits you or any of the planets, when you have like a great planetary alignment going on, you still have to remember you're human. I'm like, I'm not superhuman. I'm like, you know, so I think that was a good thing, but Jupiter may make you feel that way, you know? So, all right, let's come into the room. I see you all coming in. I'm so excited. I hope you are all staying cool. I know there is a lot going on in the world. So, I see some things going on. Ariana, I'm coming to you first. It was a little itchy. So thank you for that. Thank you for your remedies and stuff, Laura. I appreciate that. That's right. No filler. You don't need as much filler as you usually do when Jupiter is affecting you in some way. But I'm teasing you guys. Please go get your treatments if that's what you choose to do. I'm kidding. But it was a stupid analogy, but it's the truth. That's what it looks like, you know, like really bad. So in any case, I'm teasing you guys. It's good. It's really, it's always my way of reminding myself to slow down and to pay attention to what's going on around me and in real world. In psychic life, it's easy to be there. You know, we get lost there. And it's wonderful because it's a way of life, but it's also very important to watch what you're doing in real time. All right, so remember to balance. Enough of that. Let me come into the room. It is 11:11 a.m. here, and I know some of you are traveling in the world, and I know summer is here, and I feel like I'm so grateful that you're here. Lois, I see you. Good morning. I'm going to look for Ariana first because she had a little incident this week, her appendix. I am so grateful that you are here and you are recovering. And I love that. I felt like any change, I know you're working hard in the gym, and I know that things are moving along in your life. We're going to take a peek at you. Sometimes, there's nothing you could do, I feel, about well, how do I say this? It's almost like, Ariana, you too were going are going gung ho. You have a lot of change going on in your life. It's fantastic. I'm so sorry about the incident, and I know that, I'm like this. We don't need that thing anyway, right? So thank God it's gone and you're safe and you're here. So grateful. And I feel like you're making a lot of changes and a lot of rapid changes. And so now you get to take a little step back, and it's another, it's a much bigger and more profound way to say, okay, now we are here. We don't do anything to deserve these things that occur to us. We're humans, we're physical bodies, so of course things occur, but it is also you being able to take it easy a little bit for a minute and take a breath and regroup. And thank God you feel good to me. You look good. You're healing quickly. I know they were on top of it, and super grateful. And you're actually the second person in the room this week this year that has this has happened to, unfortunately. So let's take a look. But anytime we make a big change or take on a change physically in our bodies, diet, exercise, any kind of program, any, it's just like for some reason that appendix does not like what we're, it's like, okay, you don't need me anymore. Bye. Terrible. Let's take a look and make sure you're doing okay all the way around. Yeah, Drew. All right, Michelle, you're making me laugh in there with Jupiter thriving lips. That's what it felt like. Jupiter was hitting me at home. That's right. All right, let's take a peek. Ariana, this is actually. You are recovering well. I see a lot of balance for you. I see relationship energy also and wishes coming true. Again, lots of expansion for you. So take it easy a little bit, but you're going to be doing fantastic. There's something about your home environment. I don't know if you're here. I'm hoping you're here. There is something about your home environment that's changing. And if you can go ahead and, I don't know why I feel this, but I do. I feel like you're leaving, it's in your space. It's not immediate, but I definitely see this. So glad you're doing better. Hold on a minute now. Just want to see about the home environment. Also, you'll get right back to your movement in a very short amount of time. I know you have to take it easy for a minute. Taking a step back is good. I think the current energy is really going to propel you forward. So please just know. I think it's kind of that whole thing. We're not superhuman, you know? We want to be superhuman, but you're kicking ass lately. So all the way around, you're doing great. Just coming back in the room, I'll look for you again to see if you're saying anything about your home environment, and we'll come back around to it, okay? Because I do see change. All right. Alishea, good morning. It's been a week. I'm glad you're here. A graduation, a birthday, and an emergency surgery. Yeah, I know. I'm so thrilled that everything's okay. And I'm super happy you're here as well, okay? All right, let me go ahead and refresh this. And I want to say something. Somebody said something about the current energy. Okay. More than ever, I have received some messages from people. Pamela, this is that everyone is saying the energy is weird, you know? And I think it goes back and forth a little bit from kind of normalizing, and then it gets a little off, and then we're all so sensitive right now, so we can feel the energy. And I know all of you at this point, you know, over time, we align more to what's happening, or we feel misaligned to what's happening. So we're like, oh, it feels off. Oh, it feels this or that. And before we weren't really, when I say before, it can be umpteen years ago, but before we weren't as astute as we are now to the energy. So yes, it's a bit weird, but it's definitely coming along. And you know, we go up and down. Somebody said, oh, I can't wait to get out of this Capricorn moon. Poo poo, you know? I've noticed that it did lift a little bit, you know, when we made it a shift last night or whatever. But the bottom line is it does get a little weird right now. And so the energies, look, every time we have a moment in this life that feels off, or we're going, it, sometimes it's circumstantial and sometimes there's no reason for it. We can't pinpoint a certain thing, but we can always blame it on a planet, you know? I do feel that, Pamela. I think things shift so quickly. We have to remember every time we're feeling down, we know we're going to come up. Every time, and our cycles change and our phases change, and it just moves through in certain paces, and everybody, you know, so it's just up and down, and I feel that. And again, for myself, it's going to feel different with all this Gemini energy than someone else. And so I try to kind of keep it toned, but it's hard to tone it down when you're really feeling like you're in alignment with what's happening. Some of us may be born on the other side of the planet, on the other side of the astrological calendar, that are feeling, oh, I hate this energy, you know? So it's always a little different. And yet we align together in our, sometimes our expressions, our experiences, our feelings, this kind of thing. So let me just take a look. She says she can sympathize with the oak, poison oak. Oh, she thought she wasn't susceptible to poison ivy, so she proceeded to pull the poison ivy from her brother's yard. I was wrong in a big way. I was out of work for 2 weeks, though. Not a good way to get 2 weeks off, that's for sure. I'm so sorry to hear that. It's crazy. Sometimes the last thing you would ever imagine, I didn't even know. I've never had poison oak. Poison ivy plenty, but never oak. So I didn't know. I was like, oh, pulling the weeds. I'm helping Steve. I'm feeling good because I'm outdoors. I'm whatever, you know. It was funny, but not so much. And trust me, I never stopped talking. I just looked at it as a way to move through it faster. So it's fun. I don't know. I shouldn't be laughing. I wouldn't laugh on anyone else except myself. All right, let me take a look here at you. Ariana, I'm so glad you're moving in October. It's already coming up in your space. It's going to be an amazing adventure, and I love that. And I'm so excited for you. I could already see it, so that tells me my timeline with you, which helps as well. Pamela, I'm going to look at you now. I'm sure many of you are traveling back, or some of, I know I have a lot of people traveling today back to life and home and had a nice holiday weekend. If anyone had any experiences and want to share, please do so. But I can tell a lot of people today are traveling back. All right, let's take a look. Maya, I also want to say good morning to you and ask how you're doing. Pamela, I actually see positive news on the way, and it's something that was disappointing you in some recent months. This is going to turn around for you. I feel really good about that. I mean, I actually see an increase financially and some good news. And if you're waiting to hear from anybody around anything like that, I feel really positive for you too. I also believe that there is someone around ahead that can be a friend or companion, somebody new coming into your life. Please let me know. Masculine energy, earth sign energy. I love that. Okay. So I feel good about that. Anything that you've been disappointed with in the past is actually going to turn for you now to become more of a happy place. I hope that makes sense. All right. All right, let me go ahead and refresh. Jane, I see you this morning. Good morning to you. And let's take a peek. I have someone in, Patricia, good morning to you also. All right, here we go. Maya, I'm going to look at you now. Another thing I noticed of late is that for some reason, color, are any of you working with color, or have any of you tried to work with a little color? Because I have been feeling really, really strongly that a lot of color energy is up for us now. I don't know where this is coming from, but I definitely feel when you feel called to something and you need to have it around you, it's just like your crystals, you know? Sometimes when I work with protection energy or healing like this, I use a lot of color in my space. And so maybe that's something, just a little reminder for you guys to go through some of this. Does anyone work with any specific colors, or does anything feel good? Sometimes I'll say if you need to ground, you want to use green and gold. Sometimes I'll say if you want romance, you know, I like pink better than red. I don't know why, but either works. when you choose. Does anybody, it just feels like it's up, you know, it's in the air, the energy. I think it can really change the way you feel going into places. Sometimes we want to look at it like a platinum light around your crown or around your head to protect yourself going into locations that you don't really want to feel like you're supposed to be at, or maybe you don't want to really go into it. And I feel a little bit of that energy. Of course, purple, very psychic color, great color, energy to work with, also to increase your energy and your vision, stuff like that. I really hope some of these things ring a bell. And Lois, you being a designer, I'm sure you utilize some of this. Like, I'm thinking of orange for you. I don't know why I have orange, but I do. And peach. But I like those shades, you know, peach, coral, orange, like this. I feel that's really, I don't know if it's a palette you're working with or will be working with or something like this, but I like it. And I feel good for you about those colors too. So I really do. I feel like I don't know. I just feel good about that for you. If you're doing anything with those colors, let me know in the near future. But I'm sure bringing them around is positive and uplifting, you know? All right, guys, I'm having a hard time today seeing your stuff. So let me come back in and try to get them. Here we go. Here's some more, but I'm missing some of you. So I want to make sure I'm seeing who's here. Laura, you said something and I'm trying to find what you, she said the energy feels much lighter in the last few days. Yeah, I think so too. I struggled the previous 2 weeks, had a terrible birthday. I'm so, so sorry about your birthday. I'm sure it's going to be better. I definitely, I feel that. Let me take a look at you. I think this energy is going to be lighter for you also. I could feel that first off. And I feel like you have a surprise in 3 weeks' time. So you've been a little down, and I feel that. But it, I do feel you're going to come way up. And I do see a lot of grounded, I don't know, there's grounded energy. You're going through a healing. I do feel like it's a time for you to nourish yourself, enrich yourself. You're getting prepared for a relationship, and I have goosebumps when I say that. Now, I'm not telling you it's immediate. I will narrow it down to, I don't like giving timing anymore when I feel like the energy's like hearing us and seeing us, because I feel like it fights with us, but I love to give timing when I feel it's an unaffected amount of time, but I don't want you hanging on to this, but I'm telling, let's just narrow it down to between now and the next season, you know, but I want to say summer to autumn, like this. Let's just narrow it like that. So we're definitely before the end of the year. The reason I'm giving you a bigger picture of this moment is, or this information, is because I could see a little bit further right now. But at the same time, you are preparing for this person and probably don't even know it. And now you do know it. So I feel very confident that anything you do in these healing times, in these moments, is to bring you to a place of this foundation to equally meet this man on a new solid footing. And so with that being said, you have all of this preparation. Like anytime we go through a period of where you're not feeling good, or, you know, you're just like, oh, I got to wait for this person or whatever, you know, anytime you're feeling a little bit, maybe off or not yourself, you're sick of being patient, you're sick of this, you're sick of that. And so it gets a little depressing. And then, so now you're going to turn this around. Bottom line, you're coming into a place, you're preparing for this person. I'm making a big deal out of this because this is the biggest relationship I feel coming for you than you that you've ever had, and the longest term and the best. And that is, and I'm saying it out loud, so we have witnesses, but I know that this is coming for you. So, with you being said, I absolutely love that you are grounding yourself, preparing yourself for this situation. And it's a letting go and letting God, probably the last thing on your mind. You're like, cat, shut up. I don't want to hear it. No, I'm teasing. But I do feel this so strong and I love this. And it's a very new experience for you ahead. And there's a beginning of what will become a highly spiritual union. And just keep taking care of yourself in the meantime and keeping bringing balance into your life. I see money. I see success. I know you've gone through difficult challenges for you. I know you worked so hard to get where you are. When this person joins you on your journey, it is going to feel so natural. You're not even going to know what hit you. And it'll be someone you completely don't expect or fathom, okay? And I do hope that helps. All right. Let me take a look at who is next, and welcome to all of you coming in the room. And Erica, I won't forget you. I see you. All right, let's take a look. Hi, Kat. It's great to catch you live. It's great that you're here, and thank you so much. I love your expertise. Thank you again. I'll take advantage of it. You definitely could take advantage of it today. Although I feel great and my life has really turned around for the best, I've been feeling pretty tired. My chiropractician mentioned that maybe I have an issue with my thyroid, but it was a guess. Could be because I have been on intermittent diet. Yeah, I think those intermittent diets make us tired. So definitely. Now, I think your spirit is high and wonderful too. So let's take a peek at you all the way around, okay? Anytime we do something that takes away from, okay, think about it. Our physical bodies, when they stabilize, we have to kind of stay in this, I'm not a big, intuitively, for certain people only, intermittent diets really work. I do believe wholeheartedly that it takes 3 months, and I know that sounds like a very long time, but it's true. I just feel this, and I feel for you, 2 to 3 months if you want to stay on this journey. I do believe it's going to take that much time to lessen your tiredness, feel higher energy. Once your spirit gets higher, we get higher physically, emotionally, mentally. And you know, when we're getting adjusted to, okay, first you have food, you have energy. Food is nourishment. It's a foundation. It feeds our foundation. It gives us energy. We convert it to energy. So if you're depriving yourself in those intermittent moments, you're not giving yourself that energy. However, it is for some people, which I'm going to look and tell you the truth today, it is for some people a very good way. It's almost like, you can't deprive yourself though I don't like that because the physical body doesn't get used to it. But once it adjusts, apparently it's good for certain people, you know? I just feel like you're establishing a connection with your body in a new way, and your spirit and your body, your physical body, have to align in those moments of, I'm going to call it deprivation, because that means you are running on E a little bit, right? Lack of energy. Maybe there's some good fluid and water and better energy to you know, fuel yourself with in those moments of not eating in the intermittent times. Okay. So I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a physician. I cannot give medical advice by law, but I can support and encourage you whether I feel yay or nay long-term. But again, in the second to third month, I do believe it'll be really good. So let me just see, hold on now. Hold on a second. Your home environment looks nice, and you're going to get renewal within a month's time. And honestly, this week you're going to start feeling better. You're going to feel lighter on your feet. Your spirit is definitely high. I do think it's going to align. You will make an adjustment within 1 week's time on the diet train, and everything is going to start getting better. Okay. I'm not ignoring. They want to sell me a vacation home. I'm not ignoring your. Thyroid comment by any means, but I'm also not going there. I just feel like you need a little more upbeat energy here. Around what you're taking in, okay, in between. So keep a nice healthy balance. I see fluid to be very, you know, water, lots of high energy water, meaning high pH. I like that. And I feel like that'll help you along the way, okay? Now, let me just take one more peek and we'll move along. You know, sometimes it's tricky with the thyroid with the diet, this type of dieting, but once it balances out, you know that expression, there are so many different ways to skin a cat. But if you like this and you feel good on it, I would stay on it. Let's take a peek here. As long as your doctor says yay, you know. All right. Oh, you're going to feel so much better. And be open, I feel, to shifting this diet, you know, and I think it'll help a lot. And I do think the change of season, there's so much going on that's attributing and adding to this, but you're going to do great. And I really do believe you're going to feel better. Slow and steady wins the race, nothing too extreme, okay? All right, thanks for being here. I appreciate that. I'm so happy to see you in the chat, okay? All right, let me see who is next. Erica, where are you? Erica says, I don't know where I'm going romantically, but I definitely feel a shift in what I'm willing to put up with. Yes, Cancer, Sun, Scorpio, Moon. I do believe when you have enough, enough is enough, but you do look at the brighter side of humans, and that's a good thing, as long as it truly helps you. Hold on. You know, sometimes we try to see the best. Erica says, I love this actually. Erica says, relationship fatigue is definitely setting in. I don't love that for you, sweetie. I don't wanna, I'm smiling because I think you should make something of the term relationship fatigue. And if Greg Witham was here, he would be saying, great name for a band, Erica. But I definitely feel you. And let's take a look and see when that new romance is coming. Sometimes we have to take a break and step back. And I think it was Mike Murdoch years ago who had so many things to say and still today does, I'm sure. He is aging now, though. He has so much wisdom around relationship. And he always, you know, this is what it reminds me of. When someone gives you give drops back. And part of me, and in combination with, you want to be your best self for self first. And I feel like that's where we're going with this, you know? So let me take a look at you and see when we could see. But I have a 9 in my head and I feel wisdom around you and you're growing in that. And I feel by September, we are not going to be having the same conversation. And there are some dreams that are going to come your way that are giving you some insight ahead also. And slow and steady wins the race. So your healing energy is wonderful. Anything that's negative around relationship life by autumn, and I'll say late summer into autumn, but I really feel September, Sun and Libra energy, so that's third week of September. I feel your relationship life is going to look a lot different. And in the summer, the reason I'm going that far, honey, is because in the summer, you're going to use this time to, like, just like Lara, like, just to work on yourself, nurture yourself. Lara, you're not going to have a financial, you're going to feel so solid financially by the autumn of this year. So please know that. I feel that. And I do feel like it's fear holding you back. And Erica, you too. There is a reason this is happening. You're not going to have that negative feeling. You're not getting what you deserve. You're not getting what you need. So you're creating boundaries. When we create boundaries, we can do it in a proper way. We could do it with kindness. We could do it with strength and inner strength. And sometimes we tend to blame the other person. But if we're overgiving or overcompensating to make up for the other person or people, then it's really on us to change that. And I do feel that very strongly. So I hope that makes sense. I do believe that this is what is coming through. And I think fatigue is necessary to pull back your energy and to put your energy into yourself. And then when that person comes that aligns with where you've arrived, that's really what an equal and happy, positive relationship is. And you're going to be a lot happier in some, just a few. And that doesn't mean summer's going to be hard. It means that you're doing the right thing, taking care of yourself, okay? And I do hope that helps. Pamela said she loves when we mention Greg. Yeah, it's an Aquarius moon. You know, I do think about it a lot because, you know, Greg and I were close friends and it was so crazy when I tell you all how close we were as friends. It was insane how when we last spoke, my husband came into my life and it was like the weirdest timing of everything, you know? And I never want to downplay my relationship with Greg because he was just a very dear friend and really, truly a healer for everyone. And I know many of you were connected to him. So every now and then we have to bring him up and feel his spirit. And I think it's fun to remember, okay? He was a great human. Okay, and I'm sure he's looking down on us when we talk about him. So it's been a bit, but thank you for that, Pamela. And it was just, the whole thing was just unbelievable. Connie, good morning, and thank you so much for being here. She says she's looking for her next career opportunity 8 years before retirement. Would you be mad at me if I said you might stay a little longer? My side business isn't supporting my financial goals and applications aren't getting results. Any suggestions? Okay, let's take a peek at you. But I do feel so very much you're going to have a new plan. I feel this already. It's just like any relationship. Now, sometimes let me look at you, Connie, and then go from here. I'm super happy to see you also today in the chat room. And let me take a peek. It would help everyone as you ask me questions, if you don't mind. I don't list astrologer on my title, but I definitely tap in sometimes that way because I kind of psychically know where the planets are or if they're affecting you. And I look at different layers and levels of where you're at in your life today. So if you can go ahead and post that also, that would really help me tap in a little deeper or maybe see some more layers that we need to see. Okay. All right. Hold on now. Let me go ahead and refresh. Reconciliation of self. There's something about that. You are definitely going to be heading into the right direction. And I feel for you, Connie, in the next two, I'm going to just say we're moving along here and thinking about June because I'm getting about two. Okay, so I'm getting three significant time frames for you coming up, okay? 2 months, 4 months. Those are two significant time frames. 9 months from now, it's like giving birth. I just feel once you get your next career opportunity, which is to me starting, I feel August for some reason. I do not know why. And I'm not saying, I don't like to say that it's going to take that long, but there is something about it where you're going to be feeling good. And so let me just take a look. And I do feel kind of 9 years. I don't know why. And I'll go 9 to 11 almost, but I don't want to push my luck here because that's really far away. But at the same time, I kind of feel like maybe you'll love it so much at the time that you won't want to leave immediately. I do feel that. I see your disappointment. When the sun is in Leo, it's going to be an amazing time for you. They're saying definitely you have been struggling, but they're also giving me the same time frame, 8 to 9 weeks. I think what they're really saying about 8 to 9 weeks from now is you'll be feeling better financially. So I wouldn't be surprised if something came a little faster. Try to open yourself up. I do feel you're manifesting more. You know, sometimes we're afraid to manifest. We forget to manifest. They're saying instead of, I know when we have financial fear, we hold on so tight. We're not looking in areas or avenues. So I'm thinking you're going to open up some more. And I think you just recently opened up to accepting more opportunity in different ways. And I do believe that. So I'm definitely seeing more, it's like replacing fear with courage. We all have to do, you know, when we're in these moments. I have a pentacle energy all over your spread. You're definitely going to be making more money. There is no doubt in my mind. You'll feel safer. There's two opportunities, not one. I do feel you'll know when you meet the person. Ironically, you're going to know when you meet that person that you are going to accept it. The position, there's something coming for you. All right, hold on a minute. Let me just refresh this. Yeah. I want to look one more time. There's some things you have a spiritual foundation that can also help you in reaching your goals. And you have a faith and a belief that's pretty rooted, I feel. But we get a little whacked, you know, when we say whacked out, we get a little wacky when we get afraid or when we become fearful. That's not going to happen for you now. That's going to start dissipating. Your spiritual strength's going to take over. I do see spiritual alignment with business too. So I hope that helps. I also feel like your physical body's calling for a little self-care at the same time. So nurture yourself, nourish yourself, care for yourself in that way. And I believe you're going to pop out of this time. And you are going to have financial success. Your dream, and so your fear becomes your goal, your reality, like your fear dissipates, the sun takes over. So you go from the moon to the sun, let's say that, the light's going to shine again. That to me says I'm getting every indication, Queen of Wands, Strength card, Sun card, everything points to August, Sun in Leo, coming into your time. I feel great about that. Ironically, when you have another opportunity, when that opportunity rears itself, the other business starts blossoming and you're going to have to juggle a little bit. Okay. And you come back and tell us and let us know, in that season, when August rolls around. That doesn't mean money's not coming between now and then. It just means that's when everything is going to be a lot better, okay? All right, Jay is telling us it's time to go. I'm super grateful to be with all of you. I am enjoying this Gemini energy. We had some technology difficulty last Thursday with Raven, so we are coming to you on Thursday at noon. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. I hope the time is right, Jay. I feel like it is. And how fast I forget. I'm definitely showing my number. But we will. I'll see you all here again on Thursday morning. So I'm anxious and really excited about that and being with Jay and Raven to explore some more Gemini things, I'm sure. And you all have a wonderful week. I'm so, so grateful. Jay, thanks for being our producer. Everyone, the amazing C.A. Brooks is coming up next on Everyday Astrology, followed by the rest of our wonderful Tuesday lineup. And I'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye now. Thanks for being with me today.